This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
So mindfulness, as I define it, is paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness, curiosity, and a willingness to be with that experience. I wanted to practice something that I developed a number of years ago called the spectrum of awareness practices. So this is the idea that there are different ways to. Sometimes we practice mindfulness in a way that can feel very sort of focused and narrow. And sometimes we can practice it more generally. And then sometimes our awareness can be wide open and spacious. So one way to think about it is a camera, the analogy of a camera. A camera can take a photograph that's very, very like a telephoto lens photograph. It can take an ordinary photograph and it can take a panoramic photograph. And they're very different from each other, yet they're still a photograph being taken. And so it's the same with our awareness. Our awareness can have these multiple ways of knowing. And so when I have a spectrum of awareness practices, we can practice in a very focused way, right, where we're really staying focused on our breathing that many of you are quite familiar with. Then the next one along my spectrum is what I call investigative awareness. That's where we begin to investigate our experience. So we investigate, oh, what's my emotions? What are the body sensations? What's happening in my thoughts? And we start to get to know ourselves better, understand ourselves better. Open awareness is the third one, and we're getting a little bit more expanded here. And open awareness is where we no longer have a focal point or an anchor. And it happens in our meditation where it doesn't seem like we're staying focused, yet we're aware. We're noticing all that's happening. And then the last one is what I call natural awareness. And natural awareness is the most expansive, the most panoramic type of awareness. And this is where everything is included. And we rest in a type of awareness, awareness that's already present, noticing awareness itself, moving from the things we're noticing to that which is knowing, right? Or so anyway, there's a lot more to say, but what I'd like to do is do a practice where you get to explore all of these. And as we do it today, just keep in mind that some of them will really seem familiar and comfortable for you. If you're totally new, just follow along the best you can. Some of them you might find yourself reacting to, I don't like that, or I like this one better, and that's absolutely fine. The purpose is not to like make you do a certain type of meditation, but to learn to have an expansiveness of the different ways in which we can practice, because once we begin to have that, there's an opportunity to know our practice better, to make adjustments in our practice, and then to expand out of the rut that we tend to get in, right? So there are different ways of practicing, and this will give you a sense of the full thing. So just have fun with it. Don't take it too seriously. If there's parts that feel like don't make sense to you, go back to something that did. Okay, settle in to our practice and just finding a posture that is comfortable to you, a place of ease and well-being, at least inviting in that possibility. You can be seated on a chair, cushion, beds, couches. Whatever is comfortable is welcome. Take a few deep breaths. Taking these deep breaths to allow ourselves to arrive more fully in the space. Mm-hmm. more fully into the present moment. Tension or tightness. See if you can allow it to soften and relax, if that's possible. Softening your belly, your hands, shoulders, throat, face. And let's start by finding our focus, or sometimes called our anchor, like a ship's anchor. What anchors our attention, that which we always return to. But for many of us, it's our breathing. And if you have your anchor already, just let your attention go there and rest there and start to notice. So if you're new, we might notice our abdomen rising and falling, expanding and contracting with the breath. Or you might feel your chest rising, falling, expanding and contracting with the breath. Let your breath be at its own natural rhythm, in and out through your nose. Some people notice their breath in their nose area, tingling, warmth, coolness. So for new people, you can explore and see which of these makes your breath in your abdomen, chest, or nose. It's just the natural breath. You don't have to lengthen it or shorten it. And for those of you, there may be some who paying attention to your breathing is not helpful, in which case you can listen to the sounds as they come and go. Or you might notice changing sensations in your hands or feet. Tingling, warm, heaviness, lightness. So we just want to pick something and have this be our anchor, like our ship's anchor. Keeps a ship from being tossed and turned by the waves. Keeps our meditation practice from getting too turbulent, right? Just something to come back to. So this is the first part of the spectrum. We focus our attention on something, this anchor, and we just keep coming back. So you're with your breath, take a few breaths, you feel it, you notice it, and your attention wanders and you bring it right back. With your breath, or with the sounds or body, whatever it is you've chosen. Attention wanders, notice it's wandered, and then come right back to your anchor. And this is how we build focus, calm, concentration. So just keep coming back over and over. We're going to start here for, I don't know, like 5 minutes and see what that experience is like. And it should be familiar to many of you, perhaps new to some of you. Now we're going to open up the lens of our camera a little bit. In the focused awareness practice, we stay with our anchor. That's the main thing we notice. No matter what pulls us away, we come back. We just come right back when we realize we've lost the focus. With investigative awareness, we might stay with our anchor. But then if something pulls us away, we turn our attention to it. We notice it, feel it, experience it. And then when it no longer holds our attention, then we come back to the anchor. So it's not an immediate jump back, but we explore, we notice, we feel, we sense. So for instance, you're with your breathing, then you notice a feeling of sadness arising. You turn your attention to that feeling and you notice maybe there's heat in your chest, tightness in your jaw. Maybe there's some thoughts, some memory. Take some breaths. We notice what we're feeling with kindness, with awareness. And then when it fades away or stops holding your attention, then we come back to our focus. We might stay with our anchor for a little while until something else pulls us away. We stay with it, we come back. So this is more of an investigative practice. We don't have to stay with our focus. We can begin to open up to our experience, whatever it may be. So let's give that a little try. Now we're going to open the camera lens up a little bit more. And in this case, what I call open awareness, the invitation is to not feel like you have to go back to your anchor. And that you can just notice your experience as it unfolds moment to moment in your practice. So maybe you're with a breath and then there's a sound and you listen to that sound. And then you feel a sensation in your leg and you notice that and it intensifies and you're with that. And then maybe you feel some kind of emotion, like you feel some anxiety, and then you bring your attention to where you're feeling that in your body. Then you notice thoughts arising, and then another sound grabs you. So anything can happen without necessarily coming back to the anchor. And not because there's anything wrong with our anchor, our breath, or sound, your body. It's just that this can allow you to open in a very choiceless and unfettered way to experience as it is arising, moment after moment, coming and going. So as you do this part of the practice, if you start to feel overwhelmed, confused, this is hard, you can absolutely just return back to either of the two that we were doing before, or stay with your anchor for a while. Take some breaths, stay with it. And then when you feel ready, open up again, trying this more open awareness. And it's really your choice. You have control here over what you want to do. So let's try this part of the practice. And lastly, we'll expand our awareness even more, opening up the camera lens to the panoramic type of knowing. So just invite you to relax and soften your body if it's tense or tight. Soften your belly. And just allow yourself to know and recognize that awareness is always present. It's always here. We can imagine that our minds are like the sky. They're wide open, spacious, vast. They're boundless, luminous, bright. So imagine you have a mind that is, as I'm describing, wide open. And all the thoughts, everything that's happening, they're just like clouds floating by. None of it is disturbing the sky-like nature of your mind. Can we settle into the sky and not be disturbed by the clouds? Resting, not trying too hard. If you start to feel confused, what do? Just go back to whatever was easier for you. And if there's a time in your life that you remember feeling really deeply connected, at ease, at peace, at home in yourself, bring that to mind now. You may or may not have had that. You might imagine what it was like if you can't think of something. And remember what it felt like to be awake, aware, connected, at ease. Let yourself be here. Just this last moment or so of the meditation. Soften. Be. Nothing to do. Nowhere to go. So resting in awareness. And now feel your feet on the ground. Feel your body present here. And as we bring the meditation to an end, see if you can offer yourself a little bit of kindness for whatever happened, wherever you are. We can send that kindness as well out into the world. May everyone, everywhere, find deep places of ease and well-being. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Thank you, everybody, for practicing with the spectrum of awareness practices. I've written a lot about it and done lots of courses and practice on these different ways of being mindful. It's essential to have much of the information if you're interested in learning about it more deeply.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.